You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Ace and Friends.
Welcome to another edition of the Ace and Friends show with the modern day Mr. Rogers. My name is Ace. My friends Riggins and Tech D Rob are here. There are a lot of days today. What is today? Spray Tan Day?
National Spray Tan Day.
Okay.
It's National French Bread Day. Nothing wrong with that. And it's also National Strawberry Day, I want to say.
Okay. And it's also the beginning of March Madness.
Yeah.
Which brings all its own fun things. What is it? Barstool Sports is doing Arch Madness.
Yeah, I think that's so funny.
Is that women's feet?
Yeah. They have one guy that's really into feet on the staff. And he's, you know, it's kind of like what Love is Blind, or what was the one where they just saw the bodies without the, you know, whatever that is.
I don't know what that one was, where they saw them naked and then choose a date after that.
Yeah. So he's just looking at feet without seeing the rest of the body and I guess picking like the most attractive person. I don't get the foot thing.
There's also Starch Madness.
Yeah.
And we're going to see this great clip. This is Stephen A. Smith. Going on and on about, it's way too long to play the whole thing, but going on and on about the deal they were doing at ESPN called Starch Madness.
Oh, for me, it's the baked potato right there. That's what I'm going to go with. Some protein in your blood, give you a little bit of extra energy and stuff like that. I go with the baked
potato. It's the baked potato right there. I'm going to go with the baked potato for the protein.
I get protein from baked potato.
You get 4 grams of protein in the baked potato.
People like, Stephen A., that is not where you're getting protein from.
It's not your main source of protein, Stephen A. The baked potato does not do it for you.
No.
Coming up, a lot of stuff coming up today. I have an interesting question regarding National Spray Tan Day. What it's like when the world turns on you. I am starting to feel really bad for a particular celebrity because it has turned very nasty, very ugly. A lot of great stuff coming up today. But why you don't come for our very own Tech D Rob? One member of the Ace and Friends family had to learn that the hard way. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
This is Ace and Friends.
We have followed Tech D Rob's life in detail for a while now because it just seems to get more and more interesting, more and more odd as we go along. And what is today? Thursday? So it was Tuesday. On Tuesday's episode of Ace and Friends, Tech D Rob pointed out that he and his girlfriend Meredith have been together for 9 years. He had told us in 2023 that was the year they were going to get engaged, but they couldn't get rid of this dog and they will not get engaged until they get rid of the dog. And there was a member of the radio family. We were going talking about that. And Rob said, you know, they may never get married if the dog, nothing happens with the dog. I just want to make sure I'm presenting your side fairly. Is that right, Rob?
Yeah.
Okay. And a member of the Ace and Friends family named Julie messaged and said, Rob will never marry. If he is holding a dog over her head, she needs better. Move on, Meredith. Well, our Tech D Rob is not a man to sit idly by and let that happen. Rob responds, sorry that I hold people to their agreements. I'll do better in the future, Rob.
Oh, wow.
that can't be the first time you've heard someone say that, right, Rob?
No, I've read the comments, and they can kiss it for all I care.
Okay, so so it doesn't bother you at all, and there is no chance that you see these and think, well, maybe in the future I should amend my thought process a little bit.
No, I just think the people that say it are stupid. So clearly, this Julie's not very smart.
Okay,
doubling down.
Yeah. Okay. So
you have to.
Yeah, you don't ever then see a point where you go, you know what? This has gone on so long. I'm going to go ahead and relent, and we'll keep the dogs and do the thing, whatever.
No, because I'm not that worried about getting married. It's not something I care about. It's something she cares about.
Okay. Is it something she brings up from time to time?
No.
Okay, so it never comes up as a conversation point between the two of you, even
not
if
a lot.
Not no. a lot. When it does come up, what does she say?
I don't really remember. Nothing that really makes me think that she's also not worried about it. So
yeah, I believe that. Yeah. The way they're talking about doing the wedding at the courthouse is that it's clearly not a pressing matter for her.
Nothing that either one of them are dying to get taken care of.
No, and this woman doesn't know anything about. You know, it's easy to judge from the pieces that you've heard on the show, but
absolutely,
you know.
But they're allowed to do that.
Sorry. Yeah, and he's allowed to respond.
Absolutely. Everybody's within their right here.
I'm sorry that she married a weak man, if that's the case. One that doesn't keep her.
Okay, now we're going to.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
It's a day of celebration. I think I'm the only one that should be celebrating this today, though. We'll talk about what it is. And I think I have a pretty funny, embarrassing story to go with that. Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
This is Ace and Friends.
I stand corrected on something I just said. Riggins, you've had a spray tan, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A couple
more times. Than one? Okay.
Sure.
For big events or photos? I'm not
Both.
Sure which it was. Okay. Yeah. I've done the same. Rob, you ever had a spray tan?
No.
Okay, I didn't think. You don't strike me as a spray tan type
of guy.
Used
a tan in bed either.
Yeah, I've done both. But I did the spray tan I've done before because when we take photos as a group, especially during the summer, TJ's very dark. Other show members in the past could get very dark, and I would be the only fair skin, and a little bit of color went a long way to helping the group look better.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's way better than laying around. I mean, it takes 5 minutes and it just makes you look a little thinner. I don't know. You just look better with a little bit of a tan on you.
You do. You feel better. Yeah. The best I've ever looked in my life was probably at my wedding. And I had used this tanning bed leading up to that. Unlike I'd ever done before. It was a long, slow process where I went for several months every other day, 4 minutes in this one. Then we'd switch in this one for 7 minutes and using other products and everything. Yeah.
Building it up.
And I just felt so good about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably the last time I felt good about myself. But when you got the spray tan, you didn't do it nude, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you did do it nude?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can't go in with boxers on.
Yeah, you can. I've done that many times.
Really?
Yeah, for events and stuff. I just had this.
Well, I'm not having somebody spray me. I'm going into the booth.
Right. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
So I was about to ask.
Yeah, no, I've done it where they spray you because it works better. I've done both. But the one where they spray you, it works better and is much faster. It can be not faster.
More thorough.
Yes, thank you. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, because like if you don't have a person do it, if it's like a just a booth, then they could miss spots and you wouldn't even know. That's what I would say.
I was always more just concerned about getting my face tan and like the back of my that my arms that would be seen in photographs or in a suit those. So it's really not about like tanning my rock hard abs.
Yeah, the only time that I've done the other one is when I was going to be, like if I was going to be out. Well, when I lost that bet that time and I had to be on the corner in that little tiny bathing suit thing, I got a spray tan for that. And that I went and had them do it because it's, again, it's more, it doesn't, you don't look splotchy.
You're still vain even while wearing a Speedo. I love that.
Yeah, I guess to a certain extent, mm-hmm. you are. Or I am.
You're so vain.
Thank you, Rob.
No problem.
But there is a situation in which I found myself once that it's very odd. I've talked about it before, but it's been a long time. I'll tell you the story coming up next. Hang on.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and Friends.
So it's National Spray Tan Day, and we're talking about the fact that Riggins has had a spray tan. I've had it numerous through the years, but one was in particular was very unusual because I was on vacation with my ex-wife and she didn't have time to tan or beforehand. So she wanted to go. The first thing she wanted to do the first day was go get a quick spray tan.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, you know, it's just the two of us. I'll tag along. We go to the thing. And she said, you should get one too while we're here. And I said, all right, we're here. Whatever. It's no big deal. Sounds good. And while we were at the spray tan place, the lady said, we asked her, you know, can he do his? She said, yeah, no problem. She said, here, for my wife, ex-wife went in and did it nude. No big deal. And then I went in, the lady said, here, you put this little thing, this put this on. And when I put it on, it clearly did not, you know, cover everything.
It's like a thong, like a paper thong.
Yeah, kind of a weird thing. And so there I am, you know, grown man, standing there, and I'm trying to kind of cover myself, but my hands are in the way then, that kind of thing. And she said, the girl's, you know, doing the spray, and she's like, look, it's kind of in the way. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. And I was like, well, okay, but it's not fine for me.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
I'm the one who's uncomfortable. I'm
not protecting you.
But then I start thinking I'm paying for this. So I end up just like, oh, okay. And just removing my hands.
Yeah.
And now I'm just standing there.
It's awkward.
Yeah. I think it would have been less awkward had I not had that thing on. Because it's like, I'm fully exposed and wearing this stupid thing.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that didn't make it better.
Yeah, I feel like even more of a goof.
Yeah.
I think I would still feel like a goof, but less if I wasn't wearing this thing in an attempt to cover up that's covering up nothing.
Yeah. They let you keep that afterwards or?
No, right in the trash.
It's thrown away.
Yeah, just like that. Let's keep rolling.
I'd like to take this home if you don't mind.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I do the booth, because it's like it's 5 minutes and it might not be perfect, but at least you don't have like a 27-year-old girl spraying your booty hole.
I didn't go that far, but yeah, it was still, she was about that age. It was just kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah. There's really no comfort. I'm uncomfortable now just telling you the story.
Too.
The good news, a little good news that you need. Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
So this is where we try to make sure you get a little bit of good news every day. And it, well, let's start with a couple in Oklahoma who had quite a shock recently. A roofing company called them while they were away and said, "Hey, we know you're not home, but we just got to tell you, we have accidentally removed the roof of your house." Mm. They had the wrong address. But the company made it right. They not only installed a new roof, they upgraded to an improved roof free of charge. And they did such a good job and were so accommodating about the mishap that the couple has now gone viral talking about the company and showing off how good their work was. So hopefully it turns out to be just great advertising for this company.
Yeah.
But imagine being on vacay away from home and getting a phone call and you're like, hey, by the way, sorry, we just took the roof off your house.
Our bad.
But we're going to fix it.
This one's on us.
More good news. Most Gen Z hourly workers enjoy their current job. 73% say they like or love their current job. In the poll, Gen Z less likely than older generations to say that money was the most motivating thing, more likely to say that good relationships with colleagues is important.
Yeah, you hear that a lot.
Yeah, you're more likely to be wrong. Last, if you watch a lot of sensational cable news, this might come as a surprise, but new data from around 13,000 law enforcement agencies shows that crime in the U.S. declined significantly last year. However, they said it's like a 13% decline in murder from 2023 to 2022, and violent crimes are down and property crimes are down. There is a school of thought, though, that a lot of that has to do with the way crime is being reported and that they have altered some of the criteria for how crime is reported and that fewer and fewer people are calling the police for a lot of things because there are fewer and fewer police. If you have something stolen, you call and nobody comes to really file a report on it, then it's not reported.
Oof, that's scary.
But probably not the way to wrap up the good news.
Yeah, why is that in the good news segment? Because crime is down. Because crime is down. Yeah.
I was trying to give you the balance there, and I realized I probably could have done a better job with that.
Save that for the bad news.
Sorry. Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
What it's like when the world turns on you, and I mean turns in a bad way. And I am starting to feel bad for one particular celebrity. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
When you are a celebrity, the world loves you 9 times out of 10. But sometimes everything goes bad. And I'm beginning to feel a little bit bad for Jennifer Lopez because it seems as if, for whatever reason, the world has turned on Jennifer Lopez, especially on TikTok. So she did that movie and didn't go well, apparently. Her new album has not really performed that well. She has no hits off of it. And she's putting out these clips that are kind of behind-the-scenes clips from her movie that are not being received very well at all. There are people in the Bronx, you know where she's from? Jenny from the block, from the Bronx. And people are like, quit saying you're from, like, and I know the algorithm feeds you something. But I've run across this Jennifer Lopez stuff And now it just seems like every day it's a video like one of these. This starts with a clip of Jennifer Lopez sitting in a gym, like our home gym, and her hair is kind of crazy. She's taking this thing off of her head, and she's talking about herself.
I like taking my hair out like this. It reminds me like when I was 16 in the Bronx.
Little fun fact, I was on the set of that shoot. It took her 12 times. We did 12 takes for that commercial. 12 takes. 12 takes. That's insane. 12 times. And that was the one that they went with. That was the best shot we got. After 12 takes. Guess what the one that was? Yeah, you're right. It was the 12th, big brain.
You get the idea.
That's not cool of him to do, though. Who's ever going to hire him again if he's like...
That's what I'm saying. Not cool of him. No. And we don't know if that's right or not. We don't know if he was even on the set of that. He might be making that up. Who knows? But if he's not making it up, there's somebody else out there. There's a guy that did one that said that he hates Jennifer Lopez because she came to see her movie at a theater where he worked. And they bought like 10 tickets and then told them nobody else is allowed in the theater. And they made the reservations a couple of days in advance. And she had to come in a different door. She wouldn't come through the front doors where other people were. So they had to bring her in through a back door. And her people came over and checked the back door and then told them they had to clean up the alleyway where the garbage cans and all were out there before she would come over. So they had to clean up the alley and all this for her to come in and watch a movie at their theater.
I don't believe any of this. None of it.
There's another guy that says that she was filming some of this movie stuff in the Bronx and people waited around to see her, hundreds of people, and she didn't even acknowledge anyone. She got out of the car, went right in the building, came right out of the building, got in the car, drove away.
She was real cool. I've talked to her. She's very, very nice.
It's crazy the nasty hatred there is out there for her right now.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
Ladies, the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. You're going to text a friend, you're going to call a friend, you're going to tell a friend, you're going to do something with the information that we are about to give you, because apparently it is a game changer in women's lives. And you have Riggins to thank for it.
Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Ace and Friends.
I don't know what you're doing right now, but stop. Especially if you're female. Guys, stop also, because this could be a game changer in your relationship. It was the 90s, early 90s, when Viagra came around. And it exploded onto the scene. It was a huge deal. It was a huge deal. Everybody was talking about it. Everybody was laughing about it. Everybody was making jokes about it. All the old guys were using it. And they were talking about it. It changed everything in nursing homes and old neighborhoods, the whole deal. Everything was life was never the same.
Yeah.
But there is a headline to a story in the New York Post. Now, if you have kids close by, let them ease away for a minute. Here's the headline. I tried the $1,500 female Viagra shot. My orgasms had me feeling like Christmas had come again.
That's an eye catcher.
Yeah. A British woman claims that she was able to resurrect her stale sex life and supercharge her oohs after trying a female Viagra injection for $1,500. She's a 52-year-old female who says it's like, again, like Christmas, that after the end of her marriage, she'd kind of lost her sexuality. But she visited a sexual and cosmetic rejuvenation clinic in London, and it changed everything for her. She's a very attractive 52-year-old lady. They dub it the O-Shot, better known as PRP, vaginal rejuvenation. It involves several injections of platelets extracted from blood plasma into the, you know, the area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How long does this, is it good for?
I don't know. I don't know if it wears off. I would imagine if it's a shot, it probably has to wear off.
She said it's as close as she could get to a miracle. She returns every 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, she first got the treatment in 2016 and has been back every 2 years since. She insists that she underwent the treatment for herself in an attempt to try it, but that it has changed everything about her life. That every single time there's an experience in that area, whether with someone or not, it's apparently now phenomenal.
Yeah. I always thought rejuvenation was like a full plastic surgery kind of thing.
Apparently
but the way it's described, it's like, oh, that's just shots. But that is expensive, $1,500. But it's two years. So if you're doing, you know, if you're active
or want to be active,
yeah, that's probably well
worth
it. You
break down $1,500 over the course of 24 months.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as much as it sounds.
Yeah, and if it's as great as she says it is, I'm sure it is worth all the every penny.
Wow. But game changer.
Yeah.
Call your doctor. Oh, but there is a celebrity story out that involves John Mayer and another celebrity. And it's everywhere and crazy, if it's true. Next. Yeah.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Celebrities have wild sex lives, right? That's what we all assume. We all know they're a little different. They're not normal people. Things get crazy. Well, there is a story that has come out. It's on page 6. If you're not familiar with Vanderpump Rules, one of the characters on the show, her name is Sheena. And I don't think she's... Yeah, she's on there now.
Right? Yeah,
she's still on there. Yeah. She recently did an interview regarding Vanderpump Rules. And it was on Tuesday's episode of Vanderpump Rules, where she alludes to the fact, she hints to the fact, that she was once involved in an orgy with one John Mayer.
Crazy.
They're playing Never Have I Ever on the game, on the show. And I'm sure she said, quote, it was with an A-list celebrity. Once upon a time, my body was a wonderland. I'll say that. End quote.
Not cool.
That was my first thought. If I'm John Mayer, I'm like, that was not cool at all.
Yeah, but he's done the exact same thing, so it kind of balances itself out.
Has he really?
When he dated Jessica Simpson, and he went and did that interview and said she was like sexual napalm. Yeah. It's like, dude, you know what? That's not cool.
Yeah.
I think it was in a Playboy interview.
She never revealed the name of the celebrity, but again, that's... Once upon a time, my body was a wonderland. I'll say that. That's pretty clear who she's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you're not really alluding to it at that point. You're just, I don't like that. I don't like when you talk about, you know, especially when you're calling out other people. It's one thing to talk about your own activities, but when you start name dropping people, it's not nice.
Yeah. They did say that in 2020, on an episode of the Flashbacks podcast, she revealed that she met John Mayer and Jennifer Aniston. John Mayer and Jennifer Aniston were dating then at the Grand Havana Room. And that she had met and hung out with him before. She was working a party with them.
She's so hot.
And apparently that got her invited, her work that got invited to the after party, but said she didn't go because she was too intoxicated. And that he ended up getting her number. and that they began seeing each other shortly after he and Jennifer Aniston broke up.
Huh. So he goes from Jennifer Aniston to like a cocktail waitress.
Yeah.
At the time.
From Jennifer Aniston to Sheena, who wasn't then, but now from Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I thought of it. Sheena is super hot.
Yeah.
There's no denying that. But that's not cool to throw something like that out there.
No.
You're in an orgy.
Yeah, I know.
To me, it's one thing to even say, oh, I hooked up with him. Are we dated for a while? Or are we even, hey, oh, yeah, I dated and had sex with John Mayer, let's say. But to say I was in an orgy with John Mayer.
And why would you want to admit that you were, there's that, you know, too.
Why are you admitting it?
Yeah, I don't think that's a good look for guys or girls, anybody.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, I did that.
Do you think John Mayer's mom calls him and goes, hey, what are you doing? What is this?
Yeah.
And I understand from interviews, he says he's calmed down a lot
from
what he used to do.
I think he feels pretty terrible about
that. He's a very different person than he used to be, because this was apparently happened, you know, what, 8-10 years ago, something like that. That he's a different guy, but still, that's got to make him, oh my God, what is she doing?
Yeah. Because it's going to get back to him. Yeah,
shut up. Mm-hmm. Please.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Ace and Friends.
We've all been in that situation where you're coming outside and there's someone waiting for you outside of a store. Maybe they have a clipboard, an iPad. They've got a petition they want you to sign.
Yeah.
You got to stop and what? No, I'm not interested. And then you feel like it's male. Maybe you feel like a jerk. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just don't have time to deal with it. That's a good cause. I don't want to do that right now. But there's a guy who's going viral on TikTok. Regan's found this video. New strategy to avoid petitioners. All right. Check this out. He's walking out of the store right now. Come to the doors.
How's your mind?
He just mumbles and keeps walking. He looks right at the guy, and I can't hear what the guy says to him, but he never breaks stride, just mumbles. Here he is.
How's your mind?
He just walks away to his car.
How's your mind?
How's your mind?
I could see Rob doing this instead of just blatantly ignoring him.
Yeah.
I just act like I have something, like I put an earbud in if I know they're at the door.
Oh, that's smart.
Just pretend I don't see him.
You carry earbuds into the store just for that reason?
I have it. They're on my keys.
Oh. So you will actively like, okay, let me put in my earbuds before I have to see this person?
Right. And if I'm on my way up to the door and they're standing there, I'm going to put them in when I get out of the car. So I'm always on the lookout.
I love that.
So if you get out of the car, and you see the Girl Scouts, Rob, and they're at the entrance to a store, you stop right there and go put these earbuds in.
They're not going to bother me.
See, I found that doesn't work. When I'm walking around with AirPods, people have no problem trying to talk to you.
You just got
to
pretend like you don't hear them.
Is that what it is? Yeah. You just got to stick to it?
Yeah, so you just never look, Rob. You don't even acknowledge them, right?
Correct.
That's the hard part.
The worst part is when they like try to block your path a little bit, and you got to walk around and also pretend you don't see them.
You don't shoulder check.
So they step into your line of sight, and you have to sidestep them, yet you still pretend like you didn't see them?
Right. And when I walk by, I might say, excuse me.
Yeah. She says, excuse me.
I love that. As long as I say excuse me, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. That's not cool, though, to get in somebody's line of, you know.
Well, yeah, I know what he means, though. They see you coming out, and they just kind of step, sidestep into your line of sight. And they're usually holding up whatever they're going to show you.
Yeah.
And I love the way Rob's like, I then just step around them, but I don't acknowledge like I don't see them.
Excuse me.
Why are you taking a step? Why are you stepping around them if you didn't see them?
I want them to think they're the ones being rude by getting in my way when I say, oh, excuse me.
That's good. A little mind trick.
Right.
Jedi mind trick.
Turn it back on them.
Yeah.
I like it.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
This is Ace and Friends.
Do you have a particular place you like to be seated in a restaurant? Think about it for a second. You go to a restaurant, table, high top table, bar, booth. What do you got?
Table number one, booth number two, bar number three, high top number four.
Yeah, I'm a bar high top person. Depends on who I'm with and all, but typically a bar high top person first, then booth, then table.
Table last?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It just seems more formal for whatever reason. But there's a Rob. What do you have a preference?
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. It's like to be seated in a restaurant.
Oh yeah, it has to not no high tops.
Yeah.
And if I'm with Meredith, she wants a booth. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this girl wants a booth too. Riggins found this girl on social media who wants a booth and only a booth. You can judge for yourself if you think she's being funny or she's really this type of person.
Be dramatic, but if I go out to eat and I'm not set at a booth, I may as well be eating in my car or at home or just not at all because I am not a professional athlete. I don't have the stamina or the athleticism or the bone strength to hold my body upright at like a high top seat or even just a chair with a wooden back. What am I, a linebacker? Put me at a booth or take me home. I'm like a baby. I can't be holding up my head. I don't have enough strength in my neck.
It's a little dramatic, but it's definitely for real. She's not kidding.
She's funny.
There are times, though, I get it, that if you go out to eat or something, you sit at a high top or whatever, and you think, my back is killing me.
Yeah, especially for long periods of time. That's just not ideal.
We've been here so long, and I'm now so uncomfortable. Damn. Yeah.
Whoever invented those high top chairs just doesn't know anything about the way people sit. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't like a high top.
I do like a high top. But then I'm tall, so I guess I like sitting up a lot. It's easier for me.
You look like looking down at people.
No, I think it makes it easier for me because the length of my legs affords me the opportunity to be more comfortable than a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are people that if your legs won't touch the next rung or they barely touch, it can be very uncomfortable. I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a thing for you, Rob, if you were to sit at a high top, hard time with your legs touching or something?
Well, my legs are my legs are short compared to my torso. So, it feels like I'm dangling like a child in a regular seat or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. And that's not good for your sciatica, is it?
It is not.
It is, it is not.
And there's that. It's never good for your sciatica.
It is not.
Yeah. Okay. There's something you've probably done a ton in a restaurant. And you really have no idea what you were doing because I've done it a ton in a restaurant and I had no idea what I was doing until now. Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications.
Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Ace and Friends.
I just lied to everybody. I don't do this a lot. I've done it a few times. Ordering wine in a restaurant where they bring it to you and you taste it. Yeah, not something I've done a great deal in my life.
No, me neither. I've done it a couple times.
I've ordered wine in a restaurant a lot, but I don't normally taste it.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, and I'll have this or, you know, we'll have that or whatever. And I don't normally taste it. But apparently, all this time, my whole life, I've thought the reason that you tasted the wine was to taste it and see if you liked the taste of the wine. Turns out, apparently, according to this lady on TikTok, that is not the case at all.
I used to work at a restaurant, and I just want you guys to know that, like, when you order a bottle of wine and they give you a little taste of it, it's, like, not to see if the wine is to your liking or not. It's for you to check if the wine is corked. So if it's gone bad, you'll taste it. You'll know, and you can just say to the server, like, sorry, this wine's corked, and they'll give you a fresh bottle. But, like, they're not asking, like, is it yummy? Do you like it?
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Yeah, that would be stupid. Like, but I got news for it. I would not be able to tell if it was corked or not. I just don't have that kind of wine palate.
I thought the same thing, that if you...
I would not know.
My thought was, if you knew that it was corked, you probably already knew that's why they bring it to you at the table. Like, I have friends that are... They love wine.
Yeah.
They are wine people. They have a lot of wine in their house for different reasons, pairing with different foods and the thing, and they know all that stuff. They have a special couple of them. They pour the wine in different decanters, so it breathes a different way when they're serving. That whole thing. Like, they've studied up on the best way to have
wine.
Yes. And they probably know that.
Yeah.
But I thought the same thing. How would I know?
What?
Because I've always wondered, what if somebody tasted the wine and they went, yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah.
Well, they've just opened a bottle of wine. Now they just eat that bottle of wine?
I guess.
Apparently they don't. Because
what
of what
does corked
doing.
Mean? I don't
like understand. They put a cork back in it. Like it had already been opened, but they put a cork in it.
It's called, and I only know this because when you watch the TikTok, they flash up a little graphic. Mm. It's called cork taint.
Oh, got a case of the cork taint.
That's exactly what it's called. Cork taint. Yeah. So now you know.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, I've got a new game. Very simple, very fast. But once we're done with the game, we're going to go back and investigate the answers. Or at least one answer. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and Friends.
Right. Riggins is famous for bringing us fun games to play, whether it's here on Ace and Friends or on the Ace and TJ show, but... I have a game, very simple. It's called Yes or No. And then once we go through all of the answers, we're going to pick one question for each person and go back and investigate it more thoroughly.
Okay.
Okay? So, Rob, you ready?
Yes.
Very easy. Number one, if you could win the lottery but lose one of your senses, would you? Yes or no? Riggins?
No.
Rob?
I'd be hard-pressed. Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah, okay. Number two. Are you a pervert if you run an OnlyFans page? Riggins?
No.
Rob?
No.
Number three, are you a pervert if you subscribe to an OnlyFans page? Rob?
Yes.
Riggins?
No.
Number four, have you ever stalked someone online? Riggins?
No.
Rob?
No.
Number five, would you sleep with an older person if they promised you a lot of money when they died? Riggins?
Yes.
Riggins, that's a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Rob?
Yes.
Okay. Number six, do you currently have any habits that are detrimental to your personal growth? Riggins?
No.
Rob?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so now, the interesting part to me is, Riggins, you and I need to pick a question to get into detail with Technique Rob about.
Oh, okay. Let me try to think back through them.
So, Rob, you would lose one of your senses to win the lottery.
Yeah.
Okay. You've never stalked anybody. You would sleep with an older person if they promised you money when they died.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you do have a habit that's detrimental to your personal growth. Which one of those would you find most interesting to know more about?
The losing the senses. Which sense would you lose?
I think I'd have to go with well, let me ask a question. Is taste considered a sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'd have to do that because I'd eat better. Taste considered a sense. I don't know. I thought yeah. I was like the touch. I don't know.
Yeah, touch is one too. Yeah.
Sight, sense, taste.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, taste. Because then I.
Okay.
I,
now, what if they said though, you don't get to pick. Taste. They said, okay, you can win the lottery, which right now I think the Powerball is $699 million. Mm-hmm. Mega Millions is almost a billion. You're going to win that, Rob, but you don't get to pick which sense you lose.
No, I couldn't do that then. Because if I lost my sight or my hearing or I don't care about... Well, a smell is another one I'd be okay with getting rid of. But my sight, my hearing, or my touch, I would not be able to deal with.
But your taste? I mean, that's kind of like, you know, you love the... tasty things. And
but that's the reason that to go into detail on the other one, my detrimental habit is that I eat too much, like overeat, and it's because it tastes good. Man. So
but to have be filthy rich and then not be able to enjoy all the great foods that are available to you, that would be tough. I'm with you though, I'd rather lose my sense of taste than my eyesight.
Not giving up eyesight, touch, or hearing. I can't do either any of those three.
Yeah.
Voluntarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. No, there's more to this next. Hang on.
Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
All right, so if you missed it a second ago, Take D Rob just said, if you could win the lottery but lose one of your senses, would you? He said yes, if he could stipulate that it would be his, taste is the one you would give up first, Rob?
Well, the more I thought about it, I think smell would be top of the list for me.
Yeah, taste or smell, I think, would be okay with.
Yeah.
But if they said, hey, we're going to put all your six senses on this wheel and spin the wheel, and whatever comes up, that's the one you're going to lose, you would not do that.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, and Riggins, you said if you could win the lottery but lose one of your senses, you would just not even do that.
No way.
Yeah, the reason there's five senses, right? Because
six.
Well, what's the sixth one? Because I thought it was like
that's where you see ghosts.
That's what I thought.
And I said there's six senses.
Well, there's touch, smell, taste, hearing, and vision. What other one is there?
Hang on. This is.
I thought the like whenever people said they have a sixth sense, it was because they could they could.
Taste. Paranormal. Let's see. Okay. Oh, you probably. The sixth sense, they call it. Allows us to keep track of where our body parts are in space.
I don't know. I can tell you where my bones are in space.
It's called proprioception. It's a very difficult word to put out. It's a very long word. Yeah. So five senses. Taste, smell, vision, hearing, touch.
Yeah, because that basically means there's a 3 out of 5 chance that I hit one that I don't want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The odds are not good there.
Right. The odds are against you. Would you rather lose... I ask this question to people before, and they're always surprised by my answer. Would you rather lose sight or hearing?
I'm going to guess that you say hearing is the one you don't want to lose.
No, I say if I had to pick one, I would rather lose my sight than my hearing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying that's the one you wouldn't pick was the hearing.
You'd rather be blind?
Yes. I'd rather be blind than not be able to hear. Because hearing, I can still talk to people. I can hear their voices. I can communicate. I can hear music. I can't imagine a world where I don't get to hear music. I get to hear the excitement in people's voices when they tell you stuff. I would hate not being able to see, but I would much rather be able to communicate openly and easily with people.
Yeah, and I was leaning towards losing vision as well. I'd much rather hear.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think. I mean, it's a hard question for sure, but
You're going to hit the lottery, but you lose your vision.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't.
No way.
What good's all this money if I can't see stuff?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. It's like you can't.
That's even a tough one. Because that's what any of those cases you look at it and go, well, I'm going to have all the money I could ever want and do anything I want. But man, I'm not going to be able to hear, experience it visually lose that. We're going to take people to the finest restaurants. And I'm not going to be able to taste anything. Just, you might as well throw a grilled cheese out here or whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, it just doesn't matter.
Give me your quinoa, please. I can't taste it.
Whatever you got.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
All right, let me give you a different thing that's going around online and see what you think about this one. This was a question on Reddit that I thought was pretty interesting. What if you were offered the deal of a lifetime? Someone on social media asked if you could receive a lifetime 99% discount in any single industry, what would you choose? You had six choices: luxury goods, transport, like Ubers, flights, whatever, taxes, utilities, insurance, or entertainment. You get a 99% discount for life. What would you choose?
I think I'm choosing entertainment personally.
Which one would be the most like financially beneficial? Is it taxes? That's probably.
Taxes. That's what I thought.
Yeah, that makes sense because then you'd have more money to do the entertainment stuff.
Right.
That makes sense. I think that's not bad.
The number one answer, 32% of people said luxury goods, jewelry, designer clothes, iPhones.
I don't know. That's not the one I would choose at all.
Yeah, that's not a lifestyle game changer. You know what I mean? 20% said transportation.
I can kind of see that.
Flights, car repairs, gas. You know, imagine going to the every time you put gas in your car, it was 99% cheaper than it is.
Yeah, you can travel so much.
Oh, God. You could fly every weekend for $5.
Yeah.
Or
that's
less.
A good one. Yeah, yeah.
That's a really good one.
But I definitely wouldn't choose entertainment.
No, that was just the first thought. I understand why you wouldn't want to choose that.
Entertainment was the least voted of the bunch.
Was it? Yeah.
That makes sense.
Most people said luxury goods, followed by transport. Taxes was third. 17% said taxes. 90 and then at number four, 16% said utilities, which I think is logical. You paid 99% less on your gas, your electric, your water, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that would be really
nice. It's
going
to save you a lot of money every single month.
Mm-hmm.
7% said insurance. That's a big one, too.
Yeah.
And that's, again, I may switch from taxes to insurance because insurance, they count everything. Health, car insurance, life insurance, your home insurance.
Yeah.
Your house insurance, all that. That's going to save you
tons,
thousands of dollars every month.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not luxury goods.
Yeah, I think I might go insurance over taxes.
The traveling thing is cool because you could get like first class in on an air trip.
Yeah, yeah. That'd
yeah.
You fly private. Yeah, it's 99% off.
Yeah, you say 99%.
I might start flying privately.
Ooh, that's a good point.
I don't know what it costs to fly private, but if it's $10,000, what would that cost you? What's 99%? Well, it's a lot.
$100 or something?
Yeah, something like that. It'd be about right.
Oh, yeah, to have your own flight.
Private jets are between $3,500 and $18,000 per hour.
Oh,
per hour of flight. Ooh. So a three-hour flight is going to cost you just over $10,000. So in this case, a three-hour flight might cost you $130.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
There's an argument to be made for all of these, except luxury goods is the number one answer.
Yeah.
That's the least important, to me at least, luxury goods and entertainment.
Dumb.
Because if you save money everywhere else, you can spend money on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, Riggins, favorite thing from today's Ace and Friends episode?
Good question. I would say that that girl complaining about getting sat at a high top table or a a bar.
She has to have a booth.
Bar stool. Yeah.
She's not physically strong enough to hold her body up the entire time.
It encapsulates the perfect attitude of like a Gen Z / millennial.
Rob, favorite thing from today's episode of Ace and Friends?
I really liked being able to double down on that listener that didn't like me. So.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, I changed mine. That from was show.
I really liked the way that I was given the platform to double down.
Do you respond often, Rob?
No. Like if somebody's specifically asking me about me in the Facebook messages we get, usually it's them asking me a question and I'll respond to those. But when it's something, I don't get very many things at least I don't see them, where it's hate to me.
Yeah. And you don't get a lot of people, sending you direct messages then about whatever's being talked about.
No, the only time I get direct messages on like Instagram is when I make a story and you send me something about it.
Well, I wish it would happen more often because I find it wildly entertaining. I got excited when I saw that message. Like, that's fantastic.
I'm going off on anybody. Don't come after me.
You can catch these hands.
Yeah, Rob, you don't have a problem, though, just set them straight.
No, I don't have no. I mean, maybe one time they'll say something and I'll be like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. I was wrong. But not today.
Well, as long as you can admit it, though, like, hey, you know what? That's a good point. You're right about that. I was wrong on that.
Yeah, I'll be happy to tell them when I'm actually wrong.
Yeah, it hardly ever happens, does it?
I mean, I can't help that.
Ace and Friends.